Okay. So this is the, you know, off task day message. You ever been off task? I mean, like, not like a little bit, like you just been like running your mouth all day. It's okay. I promise you I had that day today, y'all. You know, but it was okay because I was purging some stuff out my system that I need to purge out my system. I was talking through some things that I probably hadn't talked about. And I mean, in a while, like 2, 3, 4 years. Wow. There's some stuff that you will, that will just kind of seep out of your little boxes that are so neatly packed before you take the bar. Like this exam, it puts you through some stuff, okay? You're going to see stuff seep out. You're like, why am I even thinking about that? That should not be on my mind right now. And you're going to see drama come up in your life. You're like, why is this happening right now? They know I have to take this exam that makes me an attorney. Don't nobody care about you trying to become a good attorney and their drama coming back into your life. You got to learn how to be able to tune people out. And, you know, for me, like, I don't have the ability easily to just tune some things out. And that might be you. You might be in a situation where there's some things you just can't tune out. And when that's the case, I mean, sometimes you just need a day where you bring your stuff, you start studying, and sometimes you get off track, okay? Because you get off track so you can get back on track. You don't get off track so you can stay off track, okay? A lot of people tell you it's good to take a break. It is, but don't continue to break. You know, don't have a frolic, okay? Have a detour, not a frolic, when you're taking your break. You know, so when you're there and you're trying to get stuff through, maybe only get through, you know, NB questions today. But do something. Lord. Want y'all to know it's close. I mean, it's like about to be 5 days out from the bar. You've got time to crank out as many little things that you can, to get as many little laws in your head that, you know, nuance stuff, you know, that technicality stuff that helps bring your essay score up a much. Do it, you know. Don't spend this time sitting over here like, well, I should know about now. I don't know about now. Girl, you still got time, okay? Girl, guy, whoever you are taking this bar exam, you got time, okay? Even 5 days. Do you guys hear any fear in my voice? There's not fear in my voice because I'm confident that God will perform on my behalf. And not because I think, oh, yeah, I got this in the bag. I believe God has everything in his full control. And if this is something that I desire, God will make it so, okay? But it won't happen without work. Faith without works is dead. So don't go out here just thinking, you know, everything is just going to work out. You ain't got to do nothing. Absolutely. You got to put a modicum of effort in there. You know, a little bit of a mustard seed effort, okay? You can't just sit there and do absolutely nothing. But you can just do a little bit. You know, you take one step towards him, he'll take two towards you. So just know. You know, you can pass this bar. Okay, but back to the off task day. You get off task, you start talking about things. Things start coming up in your life. You know, you got drama happening left and right. Somebody decided to bring some stuff in your life, or you decided to you know, rehash that thing that you never rehashed. It's okay, y'all. This thing unpacks a lot of stuff that we're not equipped to deal with. And if you know anything about mental health, you should know that stressful situations are sometimes triggers for things that you have not fully dealt with in your past. Okay? That's all that is. Stressful situations. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you. Okay? Take that time to deal with your mental health. Get that purged out. Then get back on bar prep stuff. But you got to get that purged out. That stuff is unhealthy to keep inside. Okay, I done kept it inside a long time. So I'm telling you from experience, don't keep that stuff inside. You will find yourself rudely, rudely awakened when all that stuff comes to the surface, okay? I was studying for an exam one time, and like the girl who was helping me study for the exam, she just learned so much about me because every insecurity, everything I'd ever been through, it just came out. Because I was under so much stress, you no longer have the same walls you do that basically keeps people from really getting to know what you've been through and who you are and all the other stuff. So don't let this test fool you. Stuff comes up, stuff comes out, and you can get off task. But when you do get off task, take your foot off the gas a little bit, not completely. You can do this, and I believe in you. Thanks.